Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Hollywood Knitter Podcast. Today is Sunday, January 8th, 2012, and my name is Allison, and I'll be your host today. In today's episode, we have some In the Can, Now Playing, Coming Attractions, A Bit of Gossip, A Hollywood Story, as well as two new sections, Behind the Scenes and Trailers, as well as a special section, Year in Review, to wrap up 2011. So let's get started, shall we? Hello, everybody. Welcome to 2012. This is the first episode I've recorded this year, and I just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. If you are a new listener, hi, I hope you like it. And if you're one of my returning listeners, hey, old friends, I hope you enjoy another episode. I'm going to start off today with a year in review. I haven't actually done like a year in a review, I don't think in a while, but lovely Ravelry makes it really easy to do. So I decided to go back and take a look at the projects I finished in 2011. And I finished out the year doing 41 projects. And of those projects, 18 were gifts, 15 were for me, and 8 still don't have a home yet. I haven't decided if I'm giving them as gifts or I'm keeping them or they're still in a limbo box. And in terms of type of projects, I was pretty much all across the board. I did 5 pairs of fingerless mitts or gloves, 5 pairs of socks, 5 scarves, 5 accessories, cowls or smaller things like that. I did 3 pairs of slippers, 4 shawls, 5 baby items, 3 hats, 4 toys, and 2 sweaters. Wow. That's actually a little bit of everything from everywhere. I think I kind of did everything last year. And I also want to note, of those, 4 of them were actually crocheted. Two of the toys, one of the smaller accessories, and a scarf were actually crocheted. I think 2011 was a pretty good year for me, not just for knitting, but I started the podcast and I went to knitting camp and I did so many things that I think have helped me grow and will continue to help me grow and have really made me connect even more with my craft and have helped me make some great friends. And I hope to meet a lot more in the coming year doing different things. So I'm pretty excited. 2011 was great, but I think 2012 will be better. For 2012, I kind of didn't want to do a lot of goals because I'm more of an intent kind of person. And I was pretty happy last year with what I did in terms of knitting, but I did have a few things I thought for 2012 might be cool. And one of them is to do a little more crochet. I met an awesome crocheter at the Cognitive Fiber Retreat, Loretta 1031. And she's inspired me. I think I want to knit I want to crochet a sweater or a cardigan or something. So I'm on the lookout for a project for that. That's definitely one of the things I want to do in 2012. I also, like many people, want to knit from the stash, but what it means for me is I'm doing it in terms of counting the number of skeins I have in Ravelry. And right now I think I'm at 107. And I really kind of want to get that down by at least 25%. So at least under 75. I want to mostly knit from the stash, but I'm not precluding me adding more. But my net goal by the end of the year is to be under 75 skeins. And I think that that is a good number for me in terms of my storage and what I have. And, you know, that stuff doesn't linger in the stash forever. That's my goal. And then I also want to do another just like knit sweater for me that I love and is perfect. Of the 2 sweaters I did this year, 1 I love and it looks awesome on me. And then the other was too big and I think looks awesome apparently on my mother and my sister, though I haven't seen pictures yet. I want to be better about knitting for me and to my size, especially with garments. Those are kind of my 3 high points I want to hit this year in terms of my knitting. I just got to keep them in mind and keep doing them. In the can. Since I last talked to you, I have only finished 1 project, and it was kind of a small one at that. I finished the steering wheel cover I was doing for my truck at work because this had the sticky. It's an old truck that was given to me and it had a sticky steering wheel as well as being really cold in the mornings because the mornings up in the Eastern Sierras are in the teens or 20s right now, but will shortly be colder, and nothing is worse than touching a cold steering wheel. Ugh. Even with gloves on, it feels icky. I created my own pattern. I did a garter stitch length of fabric, basically, in some stash iron. I pulled out some Lion Brand woolies and navy that I had had lingering. And I think I cast on 12 stitches and I knit and garter until it was the right length. Putting in every, I think, 8 rows, I put in eyelets on either side so that I could lace it together. And that's what I ended up doing when I got to the end. Oh, I did a provisional cast on. So when I got to the end, I did a 3-needle bind off, and then I put it on the wheel, and then I laced it together through the eyelets so that it would stay on. And it's functional. It's not the prettiest project I've ever made, but it definitely is doing what I wanted it to do, which was keeping the steering wheel, keeping my hands off the steering wheel and making it not so horrible to drive in the morning when it's really cold. So there are some pictures up on my Ravelry page if you want to check it out, but it was an easy project and nothing special, but it got some stash done. I used the rest of that skein of woolies, and that makes me happy. One less in the stash. Now playing. I only have one project on the needles. It's really odd for me, but I just haven't started another one yet. I'm knitting what I call my watermelon socks. The pattern is the Honey Badger socks by Irish Girly Knits, but it's really inspired by now because I've made so many modifications that it's really not the pattern. I started by making it toe up, and then when it came to the eyelet kind of detail, I totally changed it and I kept changing it. I guess I didn't read it correctly the first time around, so I didn't do the stitch right, which was like a double stitch. And instead, I just did like an eyelet with a slip-slip knit, which wasn't what the pattern called for. And then I didn't like the way that was looking, so then I started, when I coming around, I would do a yarn over and then knit two together. And then I thought, well, now I have some slip-slip knits, and now I have some knit two together. So then I started alternating them. And then, yeah. I basically, at that point, I was following the spacing of the eyelet kind of holes, but other than that, I was kind of just winging it. And then I did a Widdershins from Knitty inspired heel, and then on the leg, I didn't follow it either. It has eyelets. So it sort of resembles the Honey Badger, but you know, the Honey Badger don't care, so all that matters is that I like them, and I do. I just finished the first sock yesterday, and I had intended to, for the first time in forever, knit, like, till I ran out of yarn. So I actually weighed out half the ball and was intending to knit until it was done, but I got about over halfway up my calf, and I still had, like, 10 grams left, and I was like, okay, I don't want them that long. So apparently I can do a really long sock with 40 grams, at least in this mystery yarn that I got at Camp Kip last year from somebody. I think it was a door prize. And so they didn't put who they were on it, so I can't attribute the yarn to them. But I did finish the first sock. So I did probably a few inches on the leg. And then I did an inch and a half of like knit two, purl one ribbing. And then I cast off. So I still have 10 grams left in that ball, and then I have another 50 gram ball for the second sock. So I'm guessing I'll be able to get like a pair of baby booties with the leftovers or something. This will be my first pair of like boot socks, so I'll be able to wear these later on working when it gets a little colder up there. It's actually really temperate right now at work. The weather's been extremely nice out here on the West Coast. Very, very odd for January. That's all I have on the needles. Coming attractions. Yes, I am desiring to put something else on my needles, but I'm going to make myself work on the Cori Farrell vest, which is a Knit Picks kit that I got, and I started in November of 2010. And I don't like to have UFOs. It bothers me. So I am going to focus on getting this vest done. It is over halfway. Almost all the way up to starting to split for the armholes. And you knit it in the round, and I'll be doing some steeking. So I am going to make that my focus and not allow myself to really start a new project until I finish it. This will be my carry around project or do at night kind of project. And then my smaller project, once I finish my watermelon socks, which are my to-go project, I'm going to make my to-go project the Mother Bears. As you may know, the Cognitive Fiber podcast with Dr. Gemma, she's a big supporter of the Mother Bear, and she has started her annual Mother Bear Cow. You can knit along or crochet along. So that started as of January 1st, and I want to join it. So I am going to pull out my worsted scraps, and I'm going to make some more bears. I made a few last year, though I haven't actually sent them off yet. So this will be my good start to the year with a little charity knitting. That's all that's going to be in the coming attractions. And then there's a ton of other projects I want to start, but I'm not letting myself even look at Ravelry and start dreaming because I can spend hours doing that. I want to focus on getting these done. That brings us to a little gossip. So I haven't talked to you since before Christmas, so let's do a little about Christmas. For Christmas, I have went to my boyfriend's family. He lives about an hour north of Los Angeles. His family does. So we went there for Christmas Eve and stayed through Christmas Day. Other than that, it was pretty low key. I did get a few knitting gifts, some of which I requested. I had put some books on my Amazon wish list. So I got the Clara Parks Book of Yarn and Book of Socks. So that was awesome. And I've started looking at them a little, and it's amazing how much information is in there. So I'm going to be reading those. I also got some miscellaneous yarn from like my brother and I think my boyfriend's sister. Nothing to write home about, like a skein of sugar and cream and like super saver. And then the other one was some kind of random wool. But I really just appreciate the thought. I mean, they bought yarn and they know I like yarn. Sure, it's not the best yarn, but I'll find some kind of use for it. Everything in your stash doesn't have to be awesomely awesome. Sometimes you just need that kind of stuff. So I might actually use like the Super Saver for some of these bears, and I've been wanting to make some dishcloths, so I'll do that. I was really pleased with that. And then my boyfriend gave me a gift card to the local yarn shops. So that was awesome and really sweet. He says that he actually went in and was going to buy me some yarn, but that the lady recommended that he just get a gift card and let me pick it out. And I'm okay with that. I would have liked whatever he got me there because this shop doesn't have anything bad, but I understand without having any kind of idea what I like, because I haven't actually purchased a lot there. It's the closest one to our house, but Los Angeles yarn stores tend to be a bit pricey, so I don't always buy from there. And I've been buying from Etsy Dyers and things like that. And then New Year's was really quiet. My boyfriend had some plans that ended up falling through, so we ended up just having a friend over who was staying with us for a few days. And we went and had an early dinner. We came back and we watched some of season one, The Muppet Show from 1976. A few episodes of that on our big screen. And then we kind of were all asleep by like 9:30. Yeah, it was really exciting New Year. But that's okay because I wanted to get a lot of sleep because my best friend got married on January 1st. So that went really well. It was a beautiful wedding. And I think that they're very happy. And I was happy to be a part of it. Trailers. So we have a new section this week in the podcast, and this will be where I review items or spotlight people that I purchased things from recently. So they were little trailers. Get it? Past few weeks, I've purchased two things from Etsy sellers. One is a skein of beautiful yarn from Unwind Yarn Company. This is Dana from the Just One More Row podcast. And I got into a little buying spree, and so I decided to go online and support Twitter friends. And so I went to their shops and bought things. And the first one I bought was a skein of weekend sock yarn from her in the color Malachite, and it's beautiful. She was really wonderful in giving me overnight or priority mail at no cost so that I could get it before Christmas. So that was really nice. It was like a little Christmas present to myself. I know that she actually has a lot of fiber and a lot of yarn, and I highly recommend going and checking out her shop. And she's got some wonderful things in it. If you want to check her out, she's at etsy.com/shop/craftygirl83. And that's the Unwind Yarn Company. And the links will also be in my show notes. The other thing I purchased was from the wonderful Michelle Stitches, who I met at camp last year, Camp Kip. She recently started a little Etsy business in part to help her go to Camp Kip 2012, I believe, and just also because she is an amazing crafty lady who can do crafty things. So she started making some project bags, and I checked it out, and she had this awesome project bag and this really cool mushroom fabric. Like, it was like your 70s kind of mushroom fabric, where kind of like the mushroom jars. Remind me of the mushroom jars like my grandmother had. I still think she has, and I think I've actually laid claim on, because I don't know, I just have really good memories of her mushroom jars on her kitchen counter. She did a bag in that fabric, and it's totally reversible, and it's totally high quality, and I'm really liking it. It's like a small project size, like a little bigger than a sock, but you can do socks or gloves or small projects. It's just beautiful. I'm really happy with it. And in addition to that, I also bought some stitch markers from her. She was doing some just your basic sterling silver with little beads, round ones, but then she also did some square ones and some star ones she sent me. I was really excited. It's one of the things I wanted to do is start using prettier stitch markers in my knitting. So I thought these would be great, and they were really reasonably priced. If you want to check out some wonderful things in her shop, and I know she's constantly working on things because she says so on Twitter. She's an amazing Twitterer. And her shop is etsy.com/shop/Michelle Stitches. That's another one to link. And I just wanted to give a shout out to both those ladies for giving me some wonderful service and some products that I really like. Behind the scenes. When I was thinking about 2012 and resolutions and things like that, I don't really like to make resolutions, because I think that, first of all, you shouldn't make resolutions, you should make goals. But I have some things, I have a lot of different things I want to work on, and I think as a person you should constantly be working on it. Instead of just doing resolutions or goals at the beginning of the year, I'm going to kind of focus on an aspect of things I want to do or my life, like every 2 months. And then I'm going to tie it into the podcast, where I'm going to maybe discuss it a little and then have contests with it. The areas that I want to focus on include travel, music or other crafts, friends, financial stability, giving back, and future me. The idea is that every 2 months, like at the beginning of every 2 months, I'll sort of discuss my goals or aspirations or things I want to do with this particular area, and then have a contest kind of tied to it. So I decided to start off with travel, which travel is something that it's one of the things that I think I just crave. Whenever I travel to other places or see other things, I just feel so rejuvenated and so excited, not just to be there, but the whole planning process, the whole dreaming process. I am very much a person that I enjoy my job, but I'm not passionate about my job. I don't love my job. My job is an ends for me to do things that I am passionate about, which is one of those things is travel. And for the last 2 years, because of the economy and things going on, and my boyfriend was out of work and my family was having issues, I haven't traveled as much as I wanted. But luckily, with the new year and new changes going on, I'm going to once again focus on it, because I realized just that I really missed it, that I like traveling. I like seeing new places and meeting new people and learning history. And I think it really grounds us and is important as a person, because it gives us a greater appreciation of the world we live in, the people around us, the things that other people in other countries go through and encounter, and likes and differences. And yeah, I just love travel. I'm reiterating something that it's kind of been in the back of my mind for a few years, but I've never made a priority, and I think I'm going to kind of now, is one thing, and this is not just a 2012 goal. I'm actually thinking that I haven't put a time limit on it, but it's something I want to work towards, and that is traveling to all 7 continents. Right now, I've only been in the U.S. and some in Mexico, and then a lot in Europe. But there's so many other places out there, and I really want to make a concerted effort to go and visit at least, you know, a country in every continent. For 2012, I want to plan a trip and travel every other month at a minimum, maybe more. And all of these trips don't have to be big trips. Like, I sometimes limit myself, but you can totally go and fly into a city and get like 2 days in a new city and get a feel for it and get a taste for it. and really see some stuff. So I want to, as does my boyfriend, we want to really do that. And then I also want to travel twice internationally this year. I think we're going to split it up into like 2 10-day trips. The first trip is actually going to be in like 5 weeks. We decided, my boyfriend turns 30 this year and the February 25th. And I said I would get him a plane ticket somewhere for his 30th birthday. And then we would split the rest of the cost for the trip. And so I think he's deciding today the final thing. And yes, we're waiting. This seems like very last minute for me. I'm always traveling. I mean, planning months ahead for travel. But I think we're going to go to Japan. And that really excites me. It's a place I've always wanted to go to. And I love the culture and the different aspects. And I can't wait to experience it firsthand. Thumbs crossed. I'll tell you next podcast if that is definitely where we're going. But right now, I think it's 90% sure that that's where we're going to go. I also want to just have the mantra, plan now, just do. Like, if you keep putting it off and you keep waiting, like, it doesn't happen. So I'm like, just gonna be more spontaneous, more, all right, let's take the weekend off. Let's go somewhere. Let's drive or just pick up a cheap flight and go to whatever city that is nearby and just travel. I love traveling. And I do have some trips and some things planned already. This international trip in February, and then Camp Kip is in April. Really excited about that. I do 2 music festivals, one called Lightning in a Bottle. That's actually just about 2 hours in Orange County, but it is a full weekend camping extravaganza. And then I do something called Electric Daisy Carnival, which is in Vegas, which is another big to-do music festival. And then the other thing I have planned is Secret Summer Knit Away, or Super Summer Knit Away, SSK, from the knitting camp that the Knit Girls are putting together. And I got into that, and that is in June. So I have some knitting camp stuff already. I have an international trip planned. I have some music festivals. I think it's going to be a good travel year for me, and I hope to put some more in it. And so the contest this month is really simple. I'm going to open a thread, and I just want you to either list the favorite place you've ever visited or a place you really want to visit. I really want to start putting some lists together of places that I would love to go to. I mean, I have some, but I want to really write them down. And I would love to hear places you guys have gone that you've loved anywhere in the world, whether it be in the US or another country. Just an experience that you were just like, this was awesome. Or an experience that you just like, I really, really want to do this. I've always wanted to do this. So I can get new ideas. And the prize this month will be from my stash. And it will be a skein of Socks That Rock medium weight and River Rocked. And a pattern that goes with it. I was part of the Rockin' Sock Club in 2009. And this was the September 2009 package. So it's the skein of yarn as well as the netted pattern by Kat Bordy. It's a really cool pattern and it's a really cool skein. But again, it's been lingering in my stash for 2 years now. And I think that someone else might be able to use it and love it. And all you have to do, as I said, is just leave a comment with your favorite place or a favorite place you'd like to visit. I will keep that thread open until the end of February, and then I will close it on the last day of February and announce the winner on my next podcast after that. Hollywood story. So just a quick Hollywood story this week. As part of the holiday shopping, the day after we were doing some, the day after Christmas, I think, when we were doing some returns, we went into Best Buy, and I don't know what it is. I mean, this is a major Best Buy, and it's in West Hollywood, which is in the Hollywood area. And this year, we were behind the line and behind these two girls and this guy, and he was very interesting because he was wearing very interesting socks. He had a lot of tattoos. He had hair, and I'm looking at him going, dude looks familiar. And I look at my boyfriend, and he's like, he gives me the eye, and I'm like, yeah, it looks familiar. And so we're looking, and I'm like, oh, I think, and he like had my boyfriend just had whipped out his phone and he pulled the picture up, and it was Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We were standing behind him in line at Best Buy. I love that about LA, that you can do that. And then in the same Best Buy, almost probably a year ago or a little over a year, we were also standing behind someone in line. And that particular time, it was a woman and two younger women, girls at the time, I thought. But they were very interesting because they were wearing very torn, trashy clothing. They were like leggings with these really interesting heels and like big sunglasses. And I was looking at him and I was going, is that really? And because I saw the profile, and then she turned around and it totally was. It was Lindsay Lohan with her mom and I think her sister or a friend. And it was crazy. And I was just like, really? Best Buy? And it was interesting because I just love it that they have to wait in line like everybody else when they go to Best Buy or Target or anything like that. So this particular Best Buy has yielded two little sightings. 2010, it was Lindsay Lohan, and 2011, Flea. That brings us to the end of the podcast. I apologize. I believe I've been talking a little fast this podcast. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe I had a little too much caffeine today. But I would like to thank everyone for giving me a listen. And if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me as Allison1031 on Ravelry and Twitter. And I'm Hollywood Knitter on Plurk. Visit the Ravelry group for Hollywood Knitter Podcast. Or drop me an email at hollywoodknitter@gmail.com. That's a wrap from Hollywood, where fantasy meets fiber and dreams are knit. I hope everyone has a wonderful day and the wonderful beginning to a new year. Cheers.